We've got the parable of the rich fool this morning to think about. Who saw the British Airways plane on the tarmac in Las Vegas when it went up in flames? Did you see it yet? Whenever I watch a programme on the telly, it's quite distracting because Corinne will always say, "Oh, she was wearing a blue jumper a minute ago, now it's a pink jumper. Oh, she's changed her hair." All the continuity stuff, you know. I'm not interested. I don't want to know. Look, just get over all that. You know, of course they had to change her hair. You know, she's had a dinner. She's been off. Corinne spots all these things. When they got off the plane, the first thing Corinne said, I said, "Oh, those lucky people, they got off the plane alive." Corinne said, "They've got their luggage." "They've got their luggage." I said, she goes, "Well, they've got down the chute. They shouldn't have the luggage." Well, it's true, wasn't it? You see, the first thing the lady says, "The plane's on fire," right? Don't panic. You've got to get off the plane. Leave your luggage. What do they do? Overhead lockers, you know, getting the stuff, putting your lips here, everything, doing all the stuff. They went down the chute with their luggage. And what could the luggage have done to the chute? You know, they have to jump down a chute off the aeroplane. What could the luggage have done to the chute? It could have torn the chute. They might have all had no chute to jump down all the sides. It was horrendous. What did they do wrong? They thought about their possessions. They thought about the stuff that they had. They thought, "I've got to..." They didn't get their priorities in the right order. The first thing they should have thought was, "My safety, other people's safety, get off the plane." Instead, they got their priorities wrong. They went for the stuff in their lockers. In the story of the rich fool this morning, a man his father has died. His father has died. A man's father has died. And he goes to Jesus. Does he say, "Jesus, my father has died. It's so sad. Our heart is broken"? No, he goes to Jesus and he says, "My father's died and he hasn't left me enough money. And my brother's got too much and I want you to have a word with my brother and sort it out because I want to get a fair deal." That's what he goes to Jesus about. And the problem is that he's got his priorities in the wrong order, just like the people on that plane. And Jesus tells a story about the parable of the rich fool because he wants to help the man to understand the importance of not getting too attached to possessions, to stuff, to things, and to help him get his priorities in the right order. So the man's asking Jesus to help him get money out of his father's will. And Jesus tells a story about a man who dies. About a man who dies. Little joke. That's to prepare you. When you know there's a joke coming, you know, at the end, it's polite to laugh. Right? A guy dies and two friends go to the funeral. On the way back from the funeral, one guy says to the other, "How much did he leave behind?" "Everything." That's the end. All right. Everything. Okay. The point is, when you die, everything gets left behind. Everything. This man's father has died, and the man has left behind everything. And Jesus is saying to the man, "Look, it doesn't matter how much money you get out of your father's estate. It won't make you happy. No matter how much you have, and whatever you do have, you're going to have to leave it behind. Or as a funeral director said to me on Friday, shrouds don't have pockets. Shrouds don't have pockets." So Jesus wants this man to get his priorities right, and he wants him not to be a fool. And so this harvest, we're challenged to get our priorities right too. And there are three things, quick things, not a long sermon, three quick things to think about. And the first one is this. The first reason the man was a fool, the rich man, was because he failed to realise that everything belongs to God. If you read the parable, it goes like this. The man thought to himself, "What shall I do? I have no place to store my crops." Then he said, "This is what I'll do. I will tear down my barns and I'll build bigger ones to store all my grain and my goods. And I'll say to myself that I have plenty." It's all about him. It's all about him. The whole little passage is all about him. He thinks it's all his stuff, it's all his barns, and he'll have all the plenty. The rich man was a fool because he realized that our stuff isn't our own. Our stuff isn't our own. It's been given for us to look after and to be able to share with others. It's not just for ourselves. It's not my barns, my food, my plenty. It's God's ground. And it's God's crops. When God created Adam, he gave Adam the garden to look after. He said to the world, this is the world. You look after it. You take care of it. It wasn't Adam's. He was looking after it for God. And it's the same thing with us. We look after this world and the things that have been given for God. That's why the Pope was getting on his hobby horse last week when he was saying, look, we have to think about climate change. What he was saying was, we've got to look after the world. In a week when Volkswagen are fiddling the exhaust emissions, wasn't it a poignant thing for him to start talking about the way we pollute the world and putting profit before the pollution of the planet? Second reason the man was a fool, because he was greedy. At the start of the story, Jesus says this. He says, take care and be on your guard against all covetousness, greed, against all greed. The rich man was a fool because he thought if he had more and more stuff, he'd be happier. If I build bigger barns, I'll be more happy. You have plenty of good things later for many years. Eat, drink and be merry. You've got it all. And what Jesus says is, a greedy person is never satisfied. A greedy person is never satisfied. Think of a person drinking salt water. Doesn't taste very nice, does it, salt water? The problem with salt water, the more you drink, the thirstier you get. And if you drink it enough, eventually you'll die. And Jesus says, trying to be happy by getting stuff is like drinking salt water. And for a greedy person, enough is always just a little bit more. So Jesus is saying, don't be a fool by being greedy. And the third reason why the man was a fool was because he thought that things could bring happiness. Can you read that from the back? Okay. Yeah. He thought that things could bring happiness. Things. There is a tendency to think that possessions can make us happy if we have a lot of stuff. If you want a healthy body, then you've got to eat the right things. You've got to get sleep and exercise. And if you do all those things, if you look after your body, you keep yourself warm when it's cold and you keep yourself clean, do all those kind of things, you'll live a lot longer. Your body will be better. But the thing about it is, me and you, we're more than just a body. We're more than just a body. We have our souls. And Jesus said, the rich man there, he died, and his body would be dead, but his soul went to God. When we die, our souls go to God. Our bodies are left behind, don't matter too much. Our souls go to God. And Jesus said, it's the soul that you need to worry about. And just as a body needs looking after, so a soul needs looking after. In Psalm 42... the psalmist said that the soul of man thirsts for God. Our souls need feeding by God. Augustine said, my soul is restless till it finds its rest in thee. So this harvest time, to make sure that we're not being foolish, we have to remember that, first of all, our things are not our own, they belong to God. The second thing, we have to learn not to be greedy, because, you know, we're very wealthy in this country. We've got amongst the most rich people in the world. We've got an awful lot. So we need to think that we mustn't be greedy. And thirdly, we've got to think about our spiritual health and not just our physical health. And just like you need to go to the gym, perhaps for your body, so you need to have the church for your soul. Just as you feed your body, so you need to feed your soul with prayer and living the teachings of Jesus, learning to be kind and care for others. And if we do these things, then we'll be happy not just in our bodies, but also in our souls, and we'll be ready to meet God when we die. Amen.
I'll do my best to get the rest of the service in order. We're going to sing one of my favourite hymns next, but I'm inviting John Jackson forward, who's going to sing verse 1 and verse 3 as a solo. So if you remain seated, we'll sing the choruses and verses 2 and 4. Thank you, John, and thank you, Clive.